Kamala Harris recruits woke corporations to invest in Central America to stop illegal migration. By Penny Starr on December 14, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris and the White House have announced that American corporations and other groups that have signed on to her call to action to stop the ongoing surge of migrants from Central America by pouring money into the Guatemalan, El Salvadoran, and Honduran economies. As part of her role addressing the root causes of migration from Central America, Vice President Kamala Harris announced 7 new commitments as part of the call to action she launched on May 27 for businesses and social enterprises to make new, significant commitments to sustainably address the root causes of migration by promoting economic opportunity, the White House announcement said. The Vice President announced these new commitments during her closing remarks at a virtual event co-hosted by the State Department and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, in collaboration with the Partnership for Central America, drawing over 1,300 business, government and civil society leaders from across the region in the United States, to encourage more companies to respond to the call, the announcement said. Here are some of the entities named in the announcement. Microsoft, the company founded by leftist Bill Gates, catalyzed the development of digital access training centers, clean off-grid energy, and broadband access covering a population of 1.1 million people. The company engaged more than 100,000 individuals in soft technical and digital skills training. Nespresso is owned by Nestlé. The White House said the corporation works with over 1,200 farms in Guatemala to improve livelihoods in the region. The company announced its first-ever coffee sourcing from Honduras and El Salvador, with plans to increase activities in the region for the next harvest season. The company has said it will help the local economy with a minimum of $150 million to be spent across coffee purchases, price premiums, and technical assistance by 2025. MasterCard has promised to negotiate it and signed a memorandum of understanding for a digital country partnership with the Ministry of the Economy of Guatemala, accelerating their work to bring 5 million people in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras into the formal financial economy. It also said it will create new customers by enabling 1 million micro and small businesses to access online payment and management systems. MasterCard has announced a $100 million investment in the region and have signed a memorandum of understanding with the Ministry of Economy of Guatemala to establish a digital country partnership to facilitate digital acceleration in areas such as commerce, social benefit payments, transportation, tourism, and economic development for small and medium-sized companies. MasterCard and Walmart are partnering to enable access to credit for underserved citizens, and with action to digitize agricultural value chains and drive stronger financial inclusion for small shareholder farmers in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. PepsiCo is said to have a long-standing presence in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, employing more than 4,000 people directly, and at least an additional 6,800 indirect supply chain jobs. PepsiCo expects to invest at least $190 million in northern Central America through 2025, including with improvements to its infrastructure and manufacturing plants, expansion of new distribution routes, IT projects, and investments aligned with its PEP Plus, PepsiCo Positive, agenda, the White House said. PepsiCo want to be net water positive by 2030 and achieving net zero emissions by 2040 by increasing the use of renewable energy. Cargill also embraces the climate change ideology and supports the United Nations globalist climate change agenda, according to its website. The White House said the corporation has operated in Central America for more than 50 years, with 10,000 employees working in the region. As part of the call to action, Cargill will invest an additional $150 million over the next 5 years with the intention of improving farmer livelihoods and building economic resilience in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Parkdale Mills, built as one of the largest providers of spun yarns and cotton consumer products in the world, will invest $150 billion to build a yarn spinning facility in Honduras and support an existing facility in Virginia. This corporation claims it will create jobs in Honduras and the United States. The investment also includes $24 million in new investments in solar energy, water recapture, and energy-efficient HVAC systems. According to its LinkedIn page, The San Diego, California-based company PriceSmart is the original membership club and the largest in Central America, Colombia, and the Caribbean. The White House said PriceSmart has operated in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras for 22 years. With close to 2,000 employees and 700,000 members in northern Central America, it has long been a partner of USAID. The coffee company JDE Peet's plans to increase its financial support for smallholder farmers in the region by 40%, according to the White House. This is another company that touts its embrace of climate change. The increased contribution from JDE Peet's will enable the Coffee Alliance to reach 10,000 additional smallholder coffee farming households, doubling its active footprint in the region. The administration welcomes additional commitments to participate in this initiative and promote economic opportunity in northern Central America, the White House announcement said. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.